Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, this is now the Universal Show, Redaktion Universal. Und im Studio ist Angelo Lutz. Und hier im Studio begrüßt sie auch Felicia Herrschaft. So, Angelo Lutz, you are from Curitiba now here in Frankfurt. One aspect is because the book fair has the guest. Brazil is the guest of honor of the book fair.
Yeah.
So now a lot of things is going on. Sometimes people don't know why are so many Brazilians in this town. Okay, and yeah, you are coming. You came from Curitiba, and this is maybe you like could start also about what you are doing there, for example.
Yeah, kind of definitely.
Artworks, etc.
Yeah. Hi, this is very nice to be here talking to you about this, and it's very good to be in Germany again. I come from Brazil, from Curitiba, the city in the south of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I work as a visual artist and performer there. I've been doing performance for a while now, and I was invited to do this performances here, also an exhibition. Leonardi Project invited me, and we did already a ritual last Saturday, and the exhibition is going on now, right now, at Carbon Space.
Yeah, there's Soul Magic.
Yeah, Soul Magic. Mystics are from the Pineal Lands. It's the title. And we're doing three artists together. Another Brazilian artist, Cleverson Oliveira, was also here with us, and Beatriz Steimer from Frankfurt. We're working together in this project about mystics through contemporary art and shamanism as a theme for our actions and so on. Yeah.
Mm. And you have met before also in Curitiba, and you made some projects there, or you were part also of some rituals.
Yeah, we took part. We met first. I met Beatriz in Frankfurt when I was attending to a studio school. And Cleverson, I met in Brazil because he's from the same city as I am. And we met the three of us together, actually, in this shamanistic ritual of ayahuasca, this Indian breviary, sacred breviary. We met for first in this ritual, and we decided that we should, because it was like such a strong experience for the three of us, we decided to maybe keep talking about this experience and make something into art as with this theme or something. So we met in Brazil in this ritual, and also in the Curitiba Biennial, and then we came here for this project together.
Yeah, and now, yeah, ayahuasca is more or less part of your culture, as kind of healing.
Yeah, I've been going to these rituals with ayahuasca. It's very complex theme in Brazil now. A lot of people talking about this because you can go. It's not actually a religion. Some people uses this tea. In rituals, religious rituals, but you can find also some more free spaces where you can try it. And it's pretty much about healing yourself, this idea of healing your body, and also this invisible healing of the soul. Maybe we can call it soul, you can call it something else. But and so I've been going to these rituals and experimenting this as a person, not as an artist exactly, but just experiencing these rituals and bringing it into my work slowly. Some icons, some parts of these rituals, as I work with performance, so performance is pretty much a ritual as well, as I understand it. So I'm bringing these references to my work. Also, Beatriz and Cleverson, they are dealing with this different ways, and now we're working together in this project. Yeah, pretty much hard to work together in a performance, like creating together a performance, but we did it, and it was a good experience as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. if you are using the stuff in this show right now in Carbon, you are using also wax and you are reacting also in a specific way, site-specific way on the space.
Yeah.
So the triangle is something that is coming up.
Yeah. well, I'm working with this idea of healing through materials. Pretty much if you go to a shamanistic ritual, there's always some kind of material the shaman is using to heal people. So I was observing this, and I think some materials we can also use as art production are very interesting. So I found this wax, this bee wax, very common, but use it for healing in some cultures, and I use it as a metaphor of healing the space in the cracks of the floor or in the holes of the walls as kind of a symbol of healing that gallery space. Well, and I also did this, I cut out this triangle, this upside-down triangle in one of the walls of the gallery. Because in the other side of the wall, there was this big, huge, empty room from like centuries ago, and nobody used this before. So I decided to like build this kind of portal. Of course, it's a metaphor, and people can go through this triangle into the other room. And it's a metaphor for this another parallel universe you can find. So the dark of the other room pretty much works as this absence of light idea as well, and relating this triangle with the triangle which already exists in this chapel in Carbon, which is in the regular position. So we have like light and
around,
dark. Yeah, this a traditional symbol of good and evil or somehow. So those are symbols I found in this rituals, the spiritual rituals. They are talking about this kind of matters, and I'm trying to bring it into our contemporary art as matter or absence of matter or a sculptural gesture somehow, inside specific.
Yeah.
To trying to relate to the space itself, like this gallery itself, this this barn itself, this chapel itself, you know, as we're talking about some kind of body, you know,
Now I don't know the shaman. What is really then his the role of the shaman in a ritual when he's giving materials? What happened, for example, to you? What kind of material did the shaman use for you?
Yeah, they use kinds of oils, natural essences, fragrances, like herbs that you can burn and produce good smell, smoke. Those are materials they are using. Also rocks or fire. And this tea is pretty material, this liquid you take and you get connected to something very somehow psychedelic and healing and mental process. So those are the materials. The honey bee wax, the bee wax is used for this kind of healing in some cultures, healing the scars of the body. And because of the smell, sometimes they smell it to get this good feelings and good sensations from the material. So that's why I was I picked this material to work with, because I don't want to work with anything toxic. I want to be in touch with this good matters. So like I'm working now with oils as well, and this wax, wood and natural elements become interesting for me because of the vibration of this matter, you know, or what it means as a material, you know, pretty much.
Yeah. Also, sound, a specific music can be material.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely, sound is a very powerful tool, and they use this kind of sounds in the rituals as well. Like the shaman in this ritual, he's or she always like guiding, but very gentle, in a gentle way. So they use the music to conduce people into this vibrations. It's very interesting. So I collected a lot of tunes from these rituals or things related, and it also became some kind of research material for me as an artist, of course, because if you are in this ritual, you are feeling this guidance from someone, and it's coming through your ears, which become very sensitive with this ayahuasca. So it's always very memorable somehow. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, I can play something. This is a Brazilian guy who's going to play. It's called Daniel Nankai. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the musics they use in the rituals I've been to. So let's play it, okay?
All right. Thank you.
This was one of the musics they used to play in rituals, and they got the feeling of people with these songs. Of course, it changes, the rhythm changes from time to time. It's like 4 hours ritual, so somehow it could be very meditative, and it helps in to guide you into these ayahuasca vibrations when you were in this ritual. Yeah, and still in this same line of work, I was invited to do this show earlier this year in Frankfurt called Fake, created by Soul Judge at Oil and Gasse, together with other artists. And I showed this piece, this performance. I did this performance in Brazil. It was live transmitted to Frankfurt. And I used some of these elements of ritualistic ideas and spiritual materials and language I invented to express my spirituality somehow, but it becomes aesthetics in the artwork, and it's very inspired by tropical elements from Brazil as well. And this is something that when you think about art in Brazil, it's always in the root of Brazilian visual culture, Tropicália movement. I also went to this show in Portugal going on right now, and they also mentioned it, this idea somehow. So I decided to show this music from this moment in Brazil, Tropicália, and it's also the name of the song from this band called Mutantes. It's very important for our music at the moment as well. So I will play this song called Bate Macumba.
Bye.
Yeah, Angela Luz. We are back. So what kind... What is the next related thing?
Yeah, well... I'm working on a different medias. I've been here in Stedo School at the film class. I work also with film and documentaries. I did, in 2012, I did this documentary about Brazilian performance. I went to the northeast of the country to interview and film, to document some performances and talk to the artists who are making performance there. Also in the south of Brazil, where I live, it's very far apart and very different cultures. If in this project was intending to connect these two regions, very far apart and different kinds of Brazilian culture and visual expressions. So I interviewed a lot of artists, and one of these artists, he's from Natal in Brazil, and he has this band called Solange Toaberta. He lived now in Berlin, and it was very important for performance at that moment in Brazil. He has this band. Funk band. It's called funk music, Brazilian funk. A little electronic beats and funk, and with this theme about queer studies or transsexual or gays, and he's very into this scene, and which is very much fashionable now in Brazil, or it's going on. People are talking about this sexuality and alternative sexuality, so it makes sense to hear a little some funk from Brazil now from this guy. He's now the band is over, but you still can find it on the internet. So we're gonna play this Brazilian funk called Fuder Freud, which means fuck Freud. So it's about having sex with Freud and Freud sexual preferences.
Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, Sigmund Freud, and also Lacan and
Lacan.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you pay attention with this Brazilian accent, you can understand the names of the guys in the music. So I'm going to play it now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Freud, ele fala, ele delira, ele cheira filas. Eu vou chupar a sua pica. Lacan, eu vou foder o seu Edir. Jung, eu vou bater o mar pra ti. Eu vou comer o cu do Freud. Freud não tira a pica da cabeça. Lacan não chupa uma buceta. Jung quer bater punheta. Eu vou fazer uma orgia com Freud, Jung e Lacan. Freud. Eu vou fazer uma orgia com Freud, Jung e Lacan. Freud. Eu vou fazer uma orgia com Freud, Jung e Lacan. Freud, Jung e Lacan. Quero que se foda o trauma. Quero que se arrombe a histeria. Quero é cantar além da alma. Quero é trepar além da alma. Freud, deixa de segredo e vê se fode, porra. Eu vou comer o Freud, fuder Freud, fuder Freud. Eu vou fuder o Freud, fuder Freud, fuder Freud. louco do Freud. Vai. Ele pensa, ele analisa, ele sonha com a pica, ele pede, ele rebola, ele chupa um ator. Eu vou comer o cu do Freud. Vai, chupa uma pica. Vai, Freudinho. Freud, deixa de segredo e vê se fode, caralho. Vou gozar na sua cara, vou lamber o seu cozinho. Vai, Freudinho. Esse pode, porra. Boa, Freudinho.
Yo.
Fuder Freud. Ai, vai.
Yeah, play simply online. Via Skype.
Pode, wait. Caralho.
We are waiting a second.
Vai.
Yeah, Cleverson. Yes. Now we are here with you on Skype, and we are in the studio.
That's cool.
I'm getting the cable from Angelo. We started to talk a little bit about the rituals, also about the show in Frankfurt, and we also did talk about Brazilian funk right now, a little bit this new thing. You arrived in New York, and I try now the headphones. Wait a second.
Say it again.
Am I wrong? What's going on?
Tell me.
My headphone cable doesn't work. Okay, we try it something else. Let's see how it works now.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you say something again, Cleverson, please?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, okay. You wanted also to say a little bit about your work and what you're doing now with probably psychedelic things in art, etc. And we try now the Skype.
Okay, yeah. If you want to, you know, start asking me questions. I'm here, ready for you.
You can also ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, hey, Cleverson.
What's
up, man? Yeah. So no, I talked about my work in this exhibition. Now maybe you can tell us a little bit about your drawings on the chapel and how long have you been doing this and the meaning of this in this collective exhibition for us. I mean.
Yeah, that's great. I was telling my friend yesterday I was invited to come to Germany to meet you guys and to do this project, and luckily there was this chapel that I was invited to do some work there, and I realized that I could do an installation there, a drawing installation, because the place itself has a lot of history embedded on the walls and in the area, and to me it was like a real gift to get there, to be contact with the space, and I realized that I could create like tension in the space, creating this sort of like a atmosphere of universal space, black hole kind of a thing. So the idea was to pull it together and paint it all in black, because it's like a little box, a perfect box, and paint it in black, and having all these drawings, these descriptions inside, came to me as an idea to kind of like prepare the place as a nest for our celebration and our performance and our ritual, whatever you want to call it. I call it all of them above, because I think they were something like that. So regarding this, I created this these drawings, I started to do these drawings maybe like 4 years ago, where somehow I used sacred geometry to create perfect circles with it, and they are actually mandalas, you know, and these mandalas are built after, like, I mapped the place, previously mapped the place, and I create this, you know, this kind of like abstract, but at the same time, they have like this relationship with ideas of what we have of, about space, you know. And somehow I used to say, I tell people that my work, it's directly connected with cinema, because cinema brought us all this ideas of things that we never saw it through stories, you know. And what we see in the space is like a spatial kind of atmosphere that somehow is related to movies of science fiction, or movies that are they have a relationship with the invention of sky that we never see it, but somehow we presence and we experience through the lenses or to the eyes of other artists, the movie makers, you know.
Yeah.
So that it's one point. Another is to be creating this in a very celebratory way, because most of the time when I do this, I take maybe like a few days depending where I'm working, but I kind of like I turn into this monk kind of a character where I spend a lot of time you know, like calculating these lines and somehow like putting all of this together as a very meticulous type of work, almost like a meditation, you know. And that happens in that realm, and that to me, like as I said before, I kind of like nested this area, or I presented this as a nest, or like a hold for what I've done it. And I usually do that in spaces of art, or sometimes public spaces where people pass by, and this somehow creates this relationship of people with art in a different realm, because they see it as not much as art, but like almost like when in an anthropological way, the way that you go to a cave to see the early drawings, you know. And my idea was to translate that into the art realm through my drawings, as an example for like when you go out on the street, you see a lot of graffiti on the walls. To me, there are traces of our history. You know, they were translated to our times, but through the times we were experiencing this in different parts of our history, you know. And maybe centuries ago, when painting started to be like a big medium for artists to communicate, that was like the main thing. You know, the cities were not ready yet for art, but let's say for the novelty, or the kings or the people with money would hire artists to do things on their houses or their castles or places where art was discussed. Now art is everywhere. Now we have this phenomenon of the street art. We have art in museums. We have site specifics and all the things that somehow they deal with that. And that's my take on it. You know, one of them.
Yeah.
So I try to create for or to offer to the art realm or to the art field these types of ideas, the immateriality of art, also the materials that I use are very ephemeral and somehow ordinary, you know. And that's also one of the things that I like to reinforce with my vision, you know.
Yeah, I think that kind of is really visible or imaginable in this show in Carbon. I have one question, because Mystics of the Pine Lands, it's a kind of word construction out of the pineal and land. You live in a pine land, but pineal is this Zirbeldrüse that you have here in the middle, your chakra, whatever. And ayahuasca is forbidden in Germany, so a shamanistic ritual is not really possible here in Germany. That's why you figured out something else, another way doing this ritual as artists, for example. But the question would be, how do you activate this pineal, and what is it connected to ayahuasca?
The thing, I think when we're born, when we're concept, you know, we already start to activate that gland, because somehow I used to think that the pineal gland, it's more like a radar that connects us to the outside and to the world and makes it possible to establish connection. Because one of the main things that is the gland that we probably know all of this, but for the ones who don't know, it's the gland that somehow they produce the hormones, you know.
Yeah.
And the production of the hormones, to me, it's actually what sets up the whole idea of desire, or the intentions that the human being has, you know. If we think a bit about these ideas of neural systems and ideas of how brain is connected to our communication, or the way that we function in life, it actually brings together this thing, like the how the hormones that we produce fight inside of our brain, and from this fight, from this dispute, we get desires. Because, like, you know, like if you, depending on the hormone that you're producing, you will like to do some or do certain types of things, and this sets up the way that we act in life, or the way that we live. So this gland is a little bit responsible for that and for other things too. You know, it works almost like a Bluetooth kind of a gland, and the ancient people, obviously, they knew that, and they used like this idea of telepathy that we have, that we don't kind of like use anymore. It was being used, in history, because of this gland, because of all of this power that we have in our mind, and focus in this main center of the mind is the pineal gland. What we've experienced now in the cities, that scientists came up with the assumption, not assumption, but results that our ways of life in the city somehow, in the way that we function in terms of the way that that we eat things, or the way that we live, somehow we are kind of like making this gland become something very thick, you know, and very dry, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. And on this topic, we have another artist in the show, Beatrice Steimer, and she has like a sound piece.
Ah, yeah, we can play it, and you can also stay still online, and we can
talk again about this.
You will also hear it, maybe.
Yeah,
you know it.
She made this kind of guide to find this pineal point, this God spot in your brain.
Yeah, also the ideas now from Beatrice to make a magic drink. I don't know, with some special ingredients.
Yes.
Ein Zaubertrank.
Yeah.
Let's play
it. So let's play it.
Yeah, we see how it works, no?
Yeah.
Okay, this is about the localization of the God spot. God spot is a spot inside your brain, which you can access by consciously wanting to access it. Thinking about all the different kinds of roads inside your brain that you usually never take. Going like inside your ear, stopping behind the frontal lobe, looking around, seeing into all these different alleyways, and choosing the one that looks like less used, kind of a little bit shaky, dusty, moving your way through, pushing yourself forward to relocalize, shining light, the end of the tunnel. All in the middle, inside your brain, behind your ears, in the middle of the nose, going deeper, deeper into like a spot where if your spine would just go up a little bit more, you could just touch it with like 1 centimeter left before you reach the God spot. See it like this shining pearl, this magic blue flower, shining pearl. And sit in the middle of it, be happy you reach it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, here we are back. That was a sound piece by Beatrice Steimer. She's also part of the show. Yeah, Cleverson, you arrived in New York, and yeah, the ritual that we had now, the other one will follow it up. So do you have some instructions for them, maybe? For the ritual, the next Sundays.
Yeah, next Sunday.
6th of October and 13th of October. So yeah. What do you think?
You asking me?
Yeah.
What do you think about the next rituals?
Yeah, genau, do you have some...
You know, it's too bad that I'm not there, but I'm very excited because the first part of it, it was already a success. I think we experienced a very special moment that somehow we tied the present together with this celebration, you know. And I hope that the next two ones will have the same power that the first one had, you know. It was very, very, very intense, and I'm sure... Anjou and Beatrice, they're going to try to build something similar according to what they've done so far.
Maybe there's a shaman coming, a woman.
Now we have like this different thing because we were like a triangle, three people. Now we're more working into this male-female poles because it's now two people. But definitely we're gonna keep a lot of the energy we built with Cleverson.
Yeah, definitely. Somehow I'm using my pineal gland to communicate with you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Do that. We're going to do this here as well.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. 8:30 in New York.
Yeah, very early in the morning.
Yeah, so. All the buses here and the streets,
Yeah, nice soundscape.
It's hard to communicate, but here I am, I'm going to make sure that the pineal is working properly.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, we keep on this. So,
And a friend of mine is listening to this in Paris.
Wow!
Very important friend, and he is—he was part of my history to come across with all of this. So I'm just gonna say hi to Rafael Haddad, who's kind of like my digital guru.
Wow!
And just saying hi to me in Paris.
Hey, hi!
So, and my family in Brazil, and everybody's connected to this. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So we go ahead with the track. What is it?
Yeah, I'm going to play some music from this electronics from São Paulo, Brazil. This band, Brazilian band, called Aqui Não Tem Silêncios. Some Brazilian tune.
Okay.
Yeah, this was Zé Maria, this band from São Paulo, Brazil, playing this tune.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanted to announce also, yeah, the next days for this show,
yeah,
no. Some magic.
So magic. So magic is going on still until October 30th and...
13th.
Sorry. Yeah, danke, danke schön. Yeah, and then
we speak only English.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes. And we have still two rituals.
Mm.
Yeah, you can say the dates exactly for people and the address as well.
Yeah, it's 6. October, 19 Uhr, and Sonntag, 13. October, 19 Uhr. The address is then Burg Revenröder Straße 2 in Karben. Aber man findet weitere Informationen auf der Webseite leonhardikulturprojekte.org. Und Teil dieser Ausstellung sind Angelo Lutz, Cleverson de Oliveira, mit dem wir gerade ein Interview geführt haben, und Beatrice Steimer. Sie hat auch hier an der Städelschule unter anderem studiert. Und ja, Brasilien ist Ehrengast der Buchmesse in Frankfurt. Und dadurch wird es auch noch weitere auch Sendungen geben zur Buchmesse im Kontext dieser Sendung. Nicht nur mit Brasilianern, aber wer weiß. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just play the song of this other girl.
We opened with this song. It's a soundtrack from one of my videos from my friend from Curitiba as well. She's called Jo Mistingue. And now we're gonna play another tune from her band, actually older band of her. It's Rockstar Lifestyle, but this is music from my city, from Curitiba, now to close the show.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, and we can say goodbye. Yeah, thanks for coming here. Angelo Luz.
No, thank you for the invitation. It was a pleasure to be with you guys. I love to be in Frankfurt.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Studio verabschiedet sich für die Zuhörerschaft. Ciao.